Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Of course, Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and we are all heading to ISE next week, the entire company. And we've been doing a bunch of podcasts and videocasts pre-show about products and companies that you need to check out because it is a big show, 1,200 exhibitors. To narrow down your search, we've tried to help out, and I'm going to try to help you even further by talking to Matthew Butte. Matthew Butte is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Kennex Pro. Matthew, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you, Gary?
I'm doing great. Are you excited about the show?
I am enthusiastic and very excited. Looking forward to it. It's obviously it's Kennex Pro's first visit to ISE. We're in the discovery zone, but it'll give us an opportunity to expand the brand. We've started to really branch out into the European, really the EMEA APAC market, significantly in the last, several months. So we're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to meeting with some of our current partners, as well as meeting with, future partners that we can, develop.
Well, you are in the discovery zone, which is in Hall 6, and your stand number is officially M166, so Hall 6. M166. And one of the objectives, as you sort of alluded to, is you want to sign up new dealers and distributors in Europe, right?
That's correct. Absolutely.
And to do that, you're going to have to show them what you guys do. So spend 20 seconds, give us the elevator pitch on what is Kennex Pro for those of you who don't know who you are.
So Kennex Pro is AV connectivity. And our three kind of pillars of our market segment is really collaboration, digital signage, and large-scale AV. So essentially anything from a small scalar converter all the way up to a 64 by 64 modular matrix switch, and kind of everything in between. And what we're going to be presenting at ISE are some fairly unique solutions. And we have our three-input display port switcher. We have our new 4K video tiler. We're going to be bringing some of our extenders and converters. We're not going to be bringing in the big box stuff because it's just too heavy and not big enough. We just don't have the space. So, but we'll have a lot of solution brochures and information to expand beyond that. And obviously our website at kennexpro.com will be able to allow you to explore the solutions further. And if there's things that you don't find on there, we also have ideas at kennexpro.com to allow you to tell us, hey, these are some things that we think you might want to come out with.
Well, I mean, you bring up, you're a glue company. You're kind of behind the scenes, connect things together. What's your differentiator? Because, you know, let's all be honest here. There are a lot of companies, or there are quite a few companies in your segment of the market. What's the differentiator? Because you have some giant companies in there, companies like AMX and Crestron and Kramer, and you have some smaller guys like Atlona and others. But what is it that you guys do that's different? Like, what do you see as your big strength?
Well, there's a couple things. There's gap fillers. We have solutions that some of those other companies don't have. We're very price competitive. We're not a 300 ton gorilla like the Trons are. I don't have a $5 million booth at ISE that I have to pay for every year. So there's some benefits to dealing with a smaller company like us. Mm-hmm. There's also, we offer a 3-year warranty. We also have the ability to be flexible. We can come to market with a product within 6 months. And I don't know that there's many companies on the market that can do that. So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, innovation, adaptability, and customer service, you know, we support our products hand in. So, and you know, part of the customer service, the customer support strategy is to make sure your products work. And we have a pretty thorough quality control mechanism that ensures that. So we don't want to put something out there on the market that doesn't work. And I think a lot of the companies that are out there, some of the bigger companies you mentioned, some of the medium-sized companies you mentioned, are struggling with that right now. And that's where we really take pride in ourselves.
And it, for those of you who don't know who you guys are and want to learn more about your product line, as you said, it's kenexpro.com. That's KanexPro.com. And yeah, I wish you guys the best of luck. I mean, being in the Discovery Zone is a good location because everyone goes there to try to find something that they didn't know exists. So it's a good way to sort of launch yourself into the market. And for those of you listening, as Matthew said, they are looking for dealers and distributors when they're going over there. And you know, and the market is in a transitional period right now. We've sort of completed the transition for the majority of market from analog to digital, and then obviously there's the next sort of step from digital to the network, and that's the space you're playing in, right?
Absolutely. You know, I think, you know, we were one of the early HD-based T adopters. Not many people know that. We won an award in 2011 at InfoComm for innovation with our HD-based T extender. We were one of the first to market with that. We're in the middle of a large-scale rollout with Starbucks, where at the end of 2016, every Starbucks in the world with a drive-through will have our extenders in it. And it was very well vetted, and they picked us for specific reasons over a lot of other companies. So, you know, while we're small, we've gained a vast majority of our revenue resources through project-related business, and that, you know, that's fine. And a lot of it has come through that digital signage sort of market. But you know, I think this opportunity to be at ISE and to kind of exhibit, you know, what our product and solution portfolio is to the international market is going to be fantastic.
Well, I wish you guys the best of luck again. You're in the Discovery Zone, Hall 6, stand M166. And we're going to do a video cast actually with one of your product managers. And he's going to actually show something that you're going to launch at ISE. So I'm excited about that as well. So stay tuned. Keep following all of our ISE coverage at ravepubs.com. And Matthew, thank you again for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And thanks for listening. And keep listening because we got a lot more to cover before ISE. And of course, we'll be at ISE live, and you can follow it all at ravepubs.com. Thank you.